Palestinians were killed by Israeli tank shells in northern Gaza Strip, town of Beit Hanun. One day before the Israelis go to the polls, the event came after Israeli warplanes carried out a series of airstrikes on a police station in Khan Yunis and water well in an Atatra village in northern Gaza. This escalation comes as Egypt is mediating between Hamas and Israel to reach a permanent truce that could put an end to Israel's prolonged siege on the Gaza Strip. Egypt has kept the Rafah crossing closed since Gaza war, blocking all humanitarian aids into the enclave.
Practically, there is no truce on the ground. The battle is not over, and we expect it to escalate, as the Israeli right wing is likely to win the elections. Even if we reach a long truce with the Israelis, they will not meet their commitments.
At the same time, a French delegation has arrived in Gaza to have a closer look into the extensive devastation in different areas in Gaza, especially Al-Quds Hospital, which bore the brunt of Israel's 22-day assault.
We are here today to show our solidarity with the Palestinian victims. We will help rebuild what was destroyed during the war. Our mission is to ensure peace and calm and a better future.
Israel's offensive on the densely populated region killed about 1,400 Palestinians and wounded nearly 5,500 others, the majority of them women and children. After the massive Israeli offensive brought extensive damage to Gaza and following Hamas's pledges of rebuilding devastated areas, people here are hopeful that a long-term truce can put an end to the siege and Israeli sporadic military operations. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV,